Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. It is Monday. It is the Greg Squirrel Show right here on the air. Blog Talk Radio is the place to be Monday through Friday, 4 till 5:30. Hey, we just know have a whole lot of fun. I am your host, Greg Squirrel. Somewhere around this beautiful planet we call Earth is my host. Co-host Clint Davis, but right now he's not here with us, so I don't know where Clint Davis is, but I got that beautiful, sexy, you know, she was once in Playboy, and the magazine just sold out so many times that day, it was the highest selling edition of Playboy. Ladies and gentlemen, you want her, you need her, you got to have her, it is Granny Hulkster on the line with us here today. How's Granny Hulkster doing?
Hello, Greg. What an introduction. I mean, you know, don't shock everybody. I mean, you're, we'll put everybody in a heart cardiac arrest here, you know. Don't believe him, fans. I was never in Playboy, okay? But he can say what he wants, but, you know. Anyways, Greg, first of all, I would like to apologize to you for not making this show on Friday. I know I said I was gonna call in, but with all the excitement going on Friday, I honestly lost track of time because we went headed down to the fairgrounds about 3:30, 3:45 Friday afternoon, and I actually had found out Friday morning that TCW was going to let me park very close to the building so I would not have to walk all the way across the fairgrounds to get to the building where the show was going to be at. So I would like to say thank you to TCW, Colonel Tom Parker, and all the wonderful staff of TCW for taking such good care of me and my family while we were in Nashville because, you know, when I went up to tell the security person, you know, that I was part of TCW, he said, well, I need to see your credentials. And I said, well, all I have is my tickets, but I said I can contact somebody and have them validate that. And he says, no, no, that's fine. I believe you. So, you know, he says, if I'm not here when you come back this afternoon, you know, the other officer will be notified and it'll be okay. So they actually allowed me to park up in where they all parked at so I wouldn't have to walk so far. So because of my knee problem and everything like that. So
right.
So and I got to talking to fans that were there outside, you know, ready for the show just like we were. I saw a few of the wrestlers outside before the show, you know, beautiful Bobby Eaton, even though he doesn't wrestle anymore, but, you know, got to talking to Bobby Eaton because he was really surprised that Granny and family were actually in Nashville for the show. He told me, he said, I honestly did not expect to see you here, Granny, but he said, we are glad you're here. So, you know, it was an awesome, awesome show. I mean, I'm glad I had the opportunity, that my family and I had the opportunity to go. You know, it was a lot of fun. And I just, phenomenal night. I mean, it was just so exciting. I mean, you know, just absolutely wonderful. So,
cool. Well, so I
do apologize. I did not call in Friday like I said I was going to, but like I said, with all the excitement, you know, everything going on, just, you know, so much to talk about, so much to see, you know, interacting with other wrestling fans such as myself, you know, it just, like I said, I honestly lost track of time. So, fans, I do apologize out there, so.
Yeah, but you called in Thursday. I mean, you guys.
I know. Well, I was on my way to Nashville. I was on my way to Nashville when we actually called in.
Yeah, you guys took the time out of your busy schedule, and you didn't have to. But you called in Thursday, you and Grandpa Hulkster and Cousin Hulkster. You guys were en route to Nashville, and you took time out of your schedule. I know you hated to take that rental car back.
Oh, yes, I did. I mean, I tell you, my son is so sneaky, and I'm sure you've probably seen this on Facebook. We actually took the car back Saturday afternoon when we got back into town, and Anthony rode with me to the airport. And I'm like, you know, he says, oh, Mom, you should kiss and hug the car goodbye. And I said, well, I'm not going to go that extreme, Anthony, but I might just say goodbye to it. So here I am, patting the car, you know, saying goodbye to my dream car here, you know, and saying, oh, you know, parting is such sweet sorrow. Hopefully we'll meet again very soon. Well, there's about 18, maybe 19 seconds, I think. He actually videotaped me saying this to the car, and he put it on Facebook. He posted it on Facebook.
You can find that.
He also posted some pictures of me, you know, on our way back from Nashville in my dream car, you know, sitting behind the steering wheel. I tell you, that was one sweet car. I tell you, my husband, David, when he drove up to the airport to pick us up so we could, you know, all leave. And so he went ahead and parked the car for me up in the parking lot stall. And he says, now I can understand why you wanted to drive this car the whole time. I mean,
it was
so nice. I mean, I had plenty of leg room. I set that baby on cruise control. I mean, you know, it was like, it was sweet. I mean, it was very, very, it was a very, very nice car. And I want to thank Justin at Hertz up there at XNA Airport in Bentonville for helping me get the reservation set up, you know, finding us a nice roomy vehicle where we were all comfortable for the trip. I mean, it was very, very nice.
Yeah. I mean, those are nice cars. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it. Those are nice cars. I mean, I'm kind of partial to the Hyundais because my sister-in-law, she just recently won a new Hyundai, and the one she won has the panoramic roof in it.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, this thing is loaded to the gills, and so they actually got a real sweet deal on it. So, but those cars are nice, and that's what I'm asking for. The next time, if I can't get into a Chrysler 300, which everybody knows is my dream car, if I can't get into a Chrysler 300, I'm going to ask for one of them Hyundais with the panoramic roof and all that fun stuff. So there we go. So give us a little, you know, I know as always they ask the fans, you know, don't talk about too much till it's seen on TV. So I'm not going to ask you to give us too much.
Just a little touch. I mean, you know, when we Thursday when we got into Nashville, we ran into Gary Roosevelt Graham and his lovely lady Rosanna, and it was kind of nice because a bunch of us were all staying at the same hotel, so we were all kind of staying in the same area. We had a Cracker Barrel on one side, a Waffle House on the other, and so it made it kind of nice, you know, that we really didn't have to drive very far to go get something to eat if we were hungry, you know. So Friday night, David and Anthony and I were walking over to Cracker Barrel, and we saw Gary and Rosanna, and we said, hey, you guys go and get something to eat? And they said, yeah, we think so. I said, well, why don't you just come and sit with us? So we all went and had dinner together Friday night, which was awesome. We sat and talked about wrestling. We just sat and talked about everything, you know, just in general. Just had a great, great time with part of my TCW family, you know. Even though he is part of the Hounds of Hell, you know, but, you know, that's okay, you know. I mean, we had a great time. And then Friday morning, we kind of drove around downtown Nashville a little bit. I wanted to try to get some beautiful pictures of downtown Nashville, but there was no place to park, and with me not being able to walk long distances,
right,
I knew it was going to be really impossible. So, you know, we just kind of did a little sightseeing, you know, nothing spectacular. Went back to the hotel and got rested up for the big event. I actually, Friday morning, Anthony had already went back to the hotel room after breakfast, and David and I were finishing up and saw a gentleman walk in, and I kind of looked at him, and I thought, he looks very familiar. Well, I got to talking to him, and come to find out, it was actually Dan Severance, one of the participants at the show Friday night. So he said, well, I'll see y'all at the fairgrounds tonight, you know, and I introduced myself to him and introduced my husband to him. And so it was kind of funny because after the show was over, David and Anthony and I went to Waffle House. Well, Tommy Dreamer was there actually eating, and Lance Hoyt and Steve Carrillo was actually up there visiting some friends, you know, for the event. And Dan Severin was getting ready to walk out the door. And we walk in. Well, of course, I still had my Granny Holster shirt on, Queen of DDW, which everybody absolutely loved. And he's like, opens his heart. He's like, Granny. And he comes and gives me a hug. And he says, we've got to stop meeting like this. People are going to start talking. But everybody loved my new Granny shirt. I mean, everybody loved my new Granny shirt. It was wonderful to see King Shane Williams there again. It was awesome to see him. Tommy Dreamer was there. The meet and greet took place, you know, shortly after 5 o'clock. And I tell you, the Rock and Roll Express was phenomenal. And of course, my son, Anthony, he proceeded to go tell Robert Gibson. He says, you know, my mother in her younger days had a crush on you. And he kind of chuckled about it, Anthony said. And he says, now, isn't that just so sweet? Because Robert Gibson, I did some research on Robert Gibson. Robert Gibson is only like 4 years older than I am. But my son proceeded to tell him that I had a crush on him, that he was my favorite Rock and Roll Express guy.
Wow.
So, you know, what can I say? I mean, you know, but it was just very exciting night. You know, the Nashville crowd is a lot different than the people in Fort Smith.
Right.
I mean, you know, couldn't get the Golden Girl chant going very well, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. It's okay, you know. I mean, they do not know Greg Anthony as the Golden Girl, even though, you know, we had a few people chanting it, but not like we do when we're in Fort Smith or Clarksville.
Oh, right.
You know?
I mean.
So.
And it's kind of hard to get that, you know, when you go to an area that you probably the exposure probably isn't what it is at your home base and that stuff. A lot of these people don't pick up on the inside stuff that
mm-hmm.
that the local hometown fans know. So,
I have to tell you a couple of funny stories. One funny story was Lance Hoyt was wrestling against. Let me stop and think here. I've just totally drawn a blank. Anyways, Lance Hoyt's match. I'll think of it here in a minute. Anyways, he came over and he starts shaking the banisters. Well, you know, I had made posters. Well, part of them flew this way by the ring, and the other part of them flew this way by the ring. So I managed to get all my posters back. So when I was talking to Lance Hoyt after the show, I said, I can't believe what you did by shaking that banister and my posters went flying. He says, those were all your posters? I said, yeah, they were. He says, well, that makes it just that much funnier. You know, because he loves to give Granny grief. And, of course, I give Granny grief. I give him back grief, just as much grief as he gives me. So, John Saxon comes out for his match against John Omari, which I was really, really very surprised to see John Omari and Big Mike back with TCW. I was actually shocked to see them back. And Angel Blue came out with John Omari and Big Mike, and, of course, they were in his corner cheering him on. And, you know, John Saxon comes over, he says, oh, there she is. And, you know, he gets rutted up and gives me a hug and a kiss, you know, like he always does. Well, this lady was, and her son was a couple rows behind us. Well, this was their first TCW show. They had never seen TCW ever until Friday night. So they weren't sure who to root for. Well, he, you know, this lady sees John Saxon give me a hug and a kiss. She says, oh, she told her son, she says, oh, we've got to root for him. That must be his mother. You know, and that's just so sweet that he comes and gives his mother a kiss. So after the show, John Saxon is talking to this lady and her son, the one that said this, you know, the one that said this to me. I said, John, I said, this is the lady that thought that I was your mama. And he says, well, you know what, ma'am? And he put his arm around me and hugged me and squeezed me and kissed me on my cheek. He says, I'd be proud to have her as my mama.
Now,
Tim Storm was there.
Now, and did I see a picture of Tim Storm wearing the championship belt?
Yes, you did. He actually, which you will see in upcoming, yes, you did. You did see that. And you will see that in the next several weeks, the next probably 2 or 3 weeks from when they were at Fort Smith.
Okay, so he actually won the belt in Fort Smith.
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious because I saw some pictures from Nashville, and I saw a picture of Tim Storm wearing the belt, and what was my eyes deceiving me when I saw him in the ring raising hands with Genetic Perfection?
Well, it wasn't Genetic Perfection so much. I mean, like I said, I don't want to indulge too much information here, but people are going to be a little surprised what they see here in the next few weeks on whenever they get to view TCW, whether it's the internet or the Pursuit Channel or Cox Sports Television. They will be very surprised to see what took place.
Right. Okay. Well, like I said, we don't want to let out too much, but, you know, we still, you know, there's questions. I had questions.
Oh, yes. I know you have questions.
And I'm still trying to... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, no,
I'm
trying...
Okay. I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk. We can't talk at the same time. Okay.
I know. That's why I'm letting you talk.
So anyway, from the pictures I saw, it looked like a good card, looked like a good facility. So, you know, I'm excited for the TCW fans to, watch the shows. I mean, you know more about when the shows are on than I do because, you know, after the debacle with WWE last week, I have pretty much decided I'm on a pro wrestling hiatus.
Oh.
So, I mean, tonight I will not be watching Monday Night Raw. And I've never watched Friday Night SmackDown. And so, you know, you're going to have to be my eyes and ears for a while when it comes to this.
Okay. So where's Mr. Clint Davis at?
I don't know. I cannot find Clint Davis anywhere. I put a message on Facebook, and he has not replied. So I just really don't know.
Well, I know when we had called in Thursday, you know, I know when he finally came on, he said he wasn't feeling very good. So I was just wondering how he was feeling. So,
well, like I say, I haven't talked to him since then, so I cannot answer that question. I don't know if he hawked up a lung and, you know, is at the bottom of the Arkansas River or just what? I just don't know. I hope that's not the case. I hope he's alive and kicking somewhere and just unable to get to the phone. But, you know Clint. He'll turn up. He always does.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He always does. So.
All right. Well, hey, Granny Hulkster, we got to run to a commercial real quick. But just hold on to phone lines, and we'll be right back. Once again,
okay.
You're listening to Greg and Granny Hulkster right here on the Greg Skrull Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
All right, fans, we're right back here on the Greg Skrull Show. Got my buddy Granny Hulkster on the phone line talking about the big TCW wrestling event in Nashville, Tennessee. What was that like? What was the drive over there like? Because I've made that drive several times in the past when I was pursuing the music career. And so I want to get somebody else's opinion on that drive.
Well, it was actually very nice. I mean, we had a few spots where there was some slight construction, but nothing major, like no big major delays or anything like that. I mean, weather was nice. It was a little warm, but, I mean, it was a nice drive, and it was a really pretty country. I mean, I have been to Nashville once, but it's been several years since I've been down there, and actually when I went down there, I went down with my church at the time that I was attending to sing at the Southern Baptist Convention for our choir. So the night that we left, there was like the majority of them had went down like earlier that day. So they took the bigger buses, and there was about nine of us that couldn't leave until that evening. So we took one of the smaller church buses. And so it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when we actually got there and got a few hours of sleep, had to get up early the next day to go sing at the Southern Baptist Convention. So I didn't really get to see very much of Nashville while I was there. So I wish I could have actually stayed maybe an extra day longer, just so we could have like went downtown and rode the trolleys around, and I could have got some really nice pictures of Nashville, but it just didn't work out that way, you know, but hey, that's okay. I mean, it was a very nice drive. I mean, very nice drive down, very nice drive home. We actually got away about 7 o'clock Saturday morning, so we were back home in Arkansas. We were back home here in Springdale, you know, by shortly after 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So we made some good time, you know, good time driving, and just had a really good time. I mean, it was a nice drive, nice trip.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad you got to enjoy yourself, Granny Hulkster. I mean, I know how much you love wrestling, and I know how much I've loved wrestling over the years up until last week. I mean, I ate, slept, and breathed wrestling. But like I say, with the actions of WWE and what the current stuff that they're doing, I mean, I find it very hard to support them. So, great show. I look forward. We need to get things worked out. So, when is the next TCW event, and where is it going to be at?
Well, the next two events, October 5th is going to be back in Meridian, Mississippi, and where they had Mississippi Meltdown at a few months ago. And then the next one, I believe, is November 2nd, and I believe that's going to be in Vicksburg, Mississippi, which is Colonel Tom Parker's hometown.
Right.
And then they're going to be back in Fort Smith at the Convention Center November 16th.
Cool. Okay. Well, like I say, I'm since I'm kind of on this pro wrestling hiatus until Vince and the boys get their crap straightened up. I'm just going to rely on you a whole lot to be my eyes and ears on the pro wrestling scene. So there we go. Anything else you want to add in?
Not really. I really enjoyed, made some new friends while I was in Nashville, and everything. So it was just a really, really nice time.
Yeah. Want to give out the phone line if anybody wants to call in and talk professional wrestling, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073, and you got me and you got Granny Hulkster, and we may not have all the answers, but we'll be glad to take your questions and at least give you our opinions. So we may just make Granny Hulkster kind of a pop-in feature on the show, kind of like Clint started in, Clint started in calling in here and there when there was something, and then he just kind of turned into a regular, so we may have to do that with Granny Hulkster too. Granny Hulkster, that's your cue.
Yes, I'm still
oh,
here.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a message come in on my phone. I had to see what it was. So
right.
But I apologize. I didn't hear what you all were saying. What you were saying. So.
Oh no. Well, I was just talking about where we're going to have to make Granny Hulkster a kind of a part-time segment on the show when we have to talk about wrestling and stuff and have Granny Hulkster in there with us, and she's a knowledgeable young lady about the sport.
Well, I don't know how knowledgeable I am. I mean, I know some things, but I don't know how knowledgeable I can actually be, but I'll give it my best shot. So.
Well, I have faith in you, Granny Hulkster, so that's why, That's why we have you in, because we just do what we do. I know you know what you're talking about, and I know what you're talking, what I'm talking about. So that doesn't sound right.
Well, I knew what you meant there, Greg.
All right. Well, Granny Hulkster, you got any shout outs before we let you off the air today?
No, I just, like I said, thanks to my TCW family for taking such good care of us this weekend and just putting on a great show down there in Nashville for all the fans. And, because like I said, we just really, really enjoyed it. We enjoyed the trip, and it was pretty phenomenal. So, it was like a dream of a lifetime for Anthony, too, because, I don't know if we would ever get the opportunity to ever – meet the Rock and Roll Express again, but that was one dream that I've always wanted to do, and so that dream came true for me, and I was glad that I had the opportunity to actually go see that show. So it was really very enjoyable. It was a great night of wrestling, a lot of great action. I can't wait to see it on TV when they start airing the episodes on TV. So
right. Well, all right, Granny Hulkster. Well, once again, I appreciate you calling in. As always, like I say, I don't know where Mr. Clint is today. I haven't heard from him. Normally, he sends me a message when he knows he's not going to be on the show. So, hopefully we'll find out what's up with Clint, and he'll be back on here tomorrow. Granny Hulkster, you have a good Monday night. You go rest and be ready to call in here in the next couple of days and kind of give us the 411 on Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's Granny Hulkster,
right,
Ladies and gentlemen. Love you, Granny Hulkster.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Granny Hulkster, that shows you how important TCW thinks about their wrestling fans when they made sure Granny Hulkster was able to park close to the arena in Nashville, Tennessee, so she wouldn't have to walk. Because she does have a bad leg, but by God, that little girl doesn't let stuff stop her. All right, coming up on the other side of this short break, we're going to be talking our football predictions from this past weekend. Mr. Clint got his butt kicked. We're also going to be talking results from Rumble into Heartland that took place this past Saturday night in Joplin, Missouri. So everybody hang tight, hang close, and we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutuah. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA. Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutuah. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Hey, hey, we are back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Bottom of the hour, 4:31, somewhere in that neighborhood. We're doing some Harlem shaking. Hope everybody's having a great Monday out there. Hope everybody's football teams were successful. Clint kind of took a butt whooping this weekend on his football pick. Matter of fact, you know, we don't do all the college games because there's only like 5 million colleges out there. So, you know, we pick some of the games we think are highlight games of the week. And we make our predictions on those. So here we go. Our first game of the week featured the Oklahoma Sooners taking on the West Virginia Volunteers. Close ball game. Let's see if I still got the score up here. Pretty good ball game. I mean, West Virginia actually had Oklahoma on the run there for a while, but the Sooners got their stuff in gear, pulled it out 16-7. And the football pick, I picked Oklahoma for some strange, absurd reason. The Oklahoma fan picked West Virginia. There you go. So Oklahoma pulled that out. You had the Arkansas Razorbacks, my hometown ball club, taking on the Samford Bulldogs. Final score on that ball game was Arkansas 31, Samford 21. Samford put up a little bit tougher fight than a lot of fans expected. And me and Clint both picked the Razorback. In our third matchup on the board, we had the Florida Gators and the Miami Hurricanes. I still think this game was an upset because Miami was unranked. Florida was ranked number 12. Final score, 21-16, Miami. And the reason I called this kind of an upset is for the fact that, you know, Miami just hasn't really been in the football scene the last couple of years. They were hit by a big scandal and not too long ago, and they're slowly starting to make their way back. So And I guess that was proof when you jump unranked, jump up and beat Miami. Got some people texting in, and we're going to get our birthdays and everything stuff here later. But I do want to say thank you to everybody for listening to the show today. We got Sean Bells. He's hanging out over in the chat room. We got my buddies from the lower 417 in the Branson area. They're trying to call in, but I know all they're going to do is sit there and try to call me dirty names and cuss me out and stuff. So I'm not answering their phone. So they can go ahead, hang up now if they want to. That's fine. Like I keep saying, you keep calling in because you keep listening, and that's all that matters to me, is that people are listening. So there we go. All right. In another ball game, you saw the Georgia Bulldogs taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Final score was 41-30, Georgia. I picked the Bulldogs on that one. For some reason, Clint decided to go with South Carolina. And then in what is one of the last game on our college board, what truly has to be one of the biggest rivals in college football, Michigan and Notre Dame. Number 14, Notre Dame, taking on number 17, Michigan. And this ball game always turns into be a barn burner. Final score was Michigan. Where'd it go? I had it right there. Ah, there we go. Michigan 41, Notre Dame 30. I picked the Irish. Mr. Clint turned around and picked the Wolverines. So, congratulations. On the college board, I had 4 correct picks. Clint had 1. On the season, I am leading Clint 8-3. So, that's your college picks. We're going to jump over here and take a look at our NFL picks. Once again, if you got a question. What up, Gregory? What up, Big Sean Bells? Once again, Sean Bells, he's over there in the chat room. He's kind of a loner today. Normally our regular brood is not here. But Sean Bells is there, so that's all that matters. All right. Let's talk NFL football. I had some good picks for week 1. So let's run down the board. Hold on a minute. Let me click over here. That way we can look at the scoreboard right here in front of us. All right. If you're ready, here we go. First matchup on the big NFL board saw Thursday night action, saw the Broncos taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Final score, 49-27. Peyton Manning showing that he still has some life left. 7 touchdown passes, ladies and gentlemen. 49-27. I picked the Broncos. Clint picked the Ravens. Quote the Raven, nevermore. All right. And our second matchup, you saw the New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. And this is actually, I watched some of this game, and it was actually a really good game, which surprised me. Buffalo maybe starting to turn it around. They've been, they've kind of been the cellar dwellers the last couple of years. But they're starting to turn around, getting their things together. Got some key players in there that's really been able to help them out. 23-21 was the final score. You just can't beat Tom Brady when he sets his mind to it. Me and Clint both picked the Patriots. Third matchup on the board saw the Chicago Bears and the Cincinnati Bengals. This is another game that was actually closer, my opinion, actually closer than the score indicated. I mean, this game really could have gone either way, but, you know, Chicago just kind of was they Chicago actually came back from behind, got the lead, so actually was able to take it to the house 24-21 over the Bengals. So I had the Bears. Clint had Cincinnati picked. Don't know why he was thinking, but there you go. Cassie, you just threw a little Poe in the show. Little Poe? I have no idea what she's pimping, what she's talking about. I'm going to be going to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, do a little discussion to, Edgar Allan Poe, quote to Raven Nevermore. Okay. I was actually thinking the pro wrestler Raven that used to say the same thing, but that's all right. You know, we got it out. So anyway, back to football. Dolphins and the Browns. And, you know, and I hate to jump up there and admit this, me and Clint both took a butt chewing on this one. Miami 23, Cleveland 10. I don't know if I'm not giving Miami enough credit or if I'm giving Cleveland too much credit. Final score, or like I say, final score was Miami 23, Cleveland 10. Me and Clint both had the Brownies picked on that one. There we go. All right, next ball game saw the Vikings versus Detroit. Does Detroit just have more than what I give them credit for? 34-24 victory over the Vikings. Me and Clint both picked the Vikings. So, go figure. I don't know on that one. Raiders and the Colts. Indianapolis and Oakland. Trying to get my scoreboard to click over here, but it's not one. Oh, okay, there we go. 21-17. I mean, Oakland actually looked pretty impressive. I mean, they looked the best. I watched a little bit of this game. And Oakland actually looked a lot better than what I get them credit for. So, once again, that got that final score right here, 21-17, Colts over the Raiders. I had the Colts, Clint went with the Raiders. Want to say hello to my friend Amy, up in the good part of 417. Yes, there is a bad part of 417. Go to Branson, hang out with JT Tilly, and you'll see the bad part of 417. So there, I said it. Yes, I did. Now leave me alone. All right, Saints and Falcons, 23-17. New Orleans pulled that ball game out. These guys are a machine. I mean, Sean Payton, their coach, he's back, and this guy just has a system down there, and I don't know what it is. I've been trying to figure it out, but. I mean, they were just impressive. Drew Brees, 35 pass attempts for 357 yards, 2 TDs, 1 interception. Once again, the final score, 23-17. I had the Saints. Clint went with the Falcons. Our next matchup on the board saw the Jets squeak by Tampa Bay. Kellen Winslow had a good game, 81. He tight end, 7 reception, 1 TD for the Jets. You saw Mike Williams had 4 receptions for 1 TD. Actually, Mike Williams plays for Tampa Bay. My bad. Who's Winslow play for? Oh, Winslow plays for the Jets. My bad. Got him reversed. I wasn't looking at the right part. Anyway, 18-17, the Jets squeaked by Tampa Bay. And we both had Tampa Bay. All right. Titans and the Steelers. I mean, this game just kind of befuddled me because I expected Pittsburgh to just walk all over Tennessee. So, 16-9, Tennessee pulls it out. Me and Clint both had Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did have a loss as Marquise Pouncey, Pro Bowl center for Pittsburgh, is likely out for the season in a freak play, torn ligaments in his right knee. So, thoughts and prayers go out to Pouncey and hopefully he'll be back in there next season and really cut back and kick some butts. Seattle and Carolina. Seattle Seahawks 12, Carolina 7. Russell Wilson, quarterback for Seattle, 25 out of 33, 320 yards, 1 touchdown. Cam Newton, quarterback for Carolina, 16 passes on 23 attempts, 125 yards, 1 touchdown. Once again, Seahawks come out on top. I had the Hawks. Clint had the Panthers. Here's a game. Oh, I'm not going to say it surprised me. I did expect Kansas City to have a decent season, but to start out like this just to really impress me. Kansas City 28, Jacksonville 2, and they got that 2 on a blocked punt, and we rolled out of the end zone. Kansas City's got a new coach, Andy Reid, spent some time over at Philadelphia, led him to the Super Bowl. He's head coach over at Kansas City now. Alex Smith, quarterback, 21 out of 34. It's 173 yards with 2 touchdowns. Blaine Gabbert, quarterback for Jacksonville, 16 of 35, 121 yards on 2 interceptions. Me and Clint both picked the Chiefies on that one. Arizona St. Louis. Let me pull this score up here. This one surprised me. 27-24, the Rams pulled it out. Once the Rams, another one of them teams that's kind of been the cellar dwellers the last couple of years. They're kind of putting putting things back together. I had enough faith in them that I picked them over the Cardinals. Like I say, 27-24. Clint went with Arizona. Don't ask me why. I'll never figure that out. Then we jump over here. Let me, we don't want to do that. Wrong button. Let me find my other score here. We had the Niners and the Packers had the late night game. 34-28. I had the Niners. Clint picked the Pack. So, there you go on that one. Let me jet on down to board over here. Giant Cowboys and Giants. That game started off funny. I mean, but that game was just, I mean, get it. I mean, Eli threw like two or three interceptions in just the first 5 minutes. And that is very non-Eli to do that. But he did. Cowboys pulled it out. That game kind of felt weird to me because I didn't have my dad there. You know, everybody knows by now my dad passed away. End of April, Dad was a big Cowboys fan, and it was just kind of hard sitting there watching the ball game without Dad there. But I know Dad saw the game. He's got a great seat. So, anyway, 36-31, Cowboys over the Giants. I had the Cowboys, and Clint picked the Giants. Got a doubleheader. Monday Night Football. We got the Skins over the Eagles, and we got the Chargers over Houston. So here we go for week number one. I had 10 correct picks. Clint had 2 correct picks. And we'll be keeping these tallies all through the season so everybody can so we can kind of keep track on what's going on. So there you go, boys and girls. That is your NFL football scores coming off the weekend. So we'll get Clint back in here. Hopefully Clint will be back tomorrow so we can make our after the Monday night games too. And we'll be able to get our predictions in for next weekend's football action. Don't forget, if you got a college or high school team or in your area or a junior high team, get out and support them because, like I'm always saying, a lot of these kids, you know, have parents who could really care less. So makes these kids feel good when they know that there's people out there supporting them who could really, you know, who really could be somewhere else. So anyway, there you go. All right. Once again, had a great night up in Joplin, Missouri. I was going to give the results, and I don't have all my stuff here with me. So unless Sean Bells is going to call in, because I know he's got the results and stuff there with him, we'll just have to wait and see. But that was fun because it was a combination boxing and MMA event up there. And it made me realize how much I miss announcing boxing. Because I started out doing the ring announcing for boxing, jumped over, started doing the MMA because it was really starting to take off. And so this is the first time in almost 7 years that I got to do ring announcing for a boxing event. And I got to say it was thoroughly enjoyable. Had a great time meeting all the cooks. Everybody up there at Joplin with Rumble in the Heartland. And, I can't wait to do it again. I hopefully they like to work guy did to bring me back for future events. So it's just also want to say thank you to Skip Stewart, the promoter up there. I mean, just a lot of great people up there with this promotion. So once again, I had a blast going up there and hanging out, announcing the show, meeting some great people, reaching out to new fans. So I promise tomorrow we will have the results right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, we're going to step away and get some of our commercials in here, and we'll be right back in 1 minute, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA. Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to say thank you to Battleground MMA for being a big supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're a business owner or a fight promoter and you got events coming up, get with me. I'll be glad to run your if you have a commercial on an MP3, I will be more than happy to run a commercial for your event on my show. If you're a business manager or business owner, I'll be glad to give me a call, talk about some sponsorship opportunities, get your commercials on the air, and get you out there to a whole new audience. We are heard all around the United States, all around the world. Anywhere there's a laptop or a computer and you know how to track us down, you can hear the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. All right. Once again, I did want to mention that Battleground MMA is going to be having team tryouts on September 16th at 7 p.m. Once again, that's going to be at the Battleground Training Facility, 206 South Muskogee Street. That's right off, that's the main street going through Tahlequah. Right off, just right there near the old courthouse. So 206 South Muskogee Street. For more information, you can call Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. Once again, that is 479-799-8907. All right. Had a great event over in Tulsa Saturday night for Extreme Fight Night. Let's see, where are the results? Where'd they go? I know Katrina Kill Switch Kathan She went over to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and came out the new XFN Women's Champion. So congratulations to Kathina Killswitch Katron. David Grayson went over there. From what I understand, he won his fight. I'm trying to find the results, though. Let's see, where'd they fight? Where'd they get them? All right, can't find the results. Darn it, I thought they had a page, but maybe I was wrong to get the results from. Anyway, good stuff going on over there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good stuff going around all over the place. So, everybody, if you got a hankering to get out and see some good MMA action, then we invite you to check out Extreme Fight Night over in Tulsa. We invite you to check out Rumble into Heartland, their next big event. Don't have a date for them yet, but we will get you their date as soon as they announce it. Also, you got October 26th. You got Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions. That's going to be taking place Fort Smith, Arkansas at the Fort Smith Convention Center. So make sure you check that out. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if you don't mind, I think we are going to cut the show short today because we have pretty much talked about everything I need to talk about. So join us right back here tomorrow. Call your buddies. Call your friends. Write down our phone number, 347-326-9073. You can also get us at the Greg Skrull Show at yahoo.com. That's our email, so make sure you get us over there. And tell your buddies to join us, www.blogtalkradio.com/the Greg Skrull Show. And, hey, we are out of here, and we will see you guys tomorrow. So, as always, I appreciate each and every one of you for checking out the Greg Skrull Show. So, on behalf of Clint Davis, oh, don't forget, September 28th, Cage of Honor. I'm trying to work things out where I might get to come up and announce that. I don't know yet, but you never know. Hey, talk to y'all later. Bye. World, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping.